afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. I'm really glad you tuned in today. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And since Thanksgiving is a week from today, that's right, a week from today, the question today is around Thanksgiving. Here it is. Who and or what are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for and what are you thankful for? Just would love to know. We've got a stack of books we're going to give away, but this is how we'll do it. Is once you've kind of called, gotten on the air, if you can hang on and give match your mailing address, we'll do a drawing. We'll grab 5-6 names and send some books off of our Faith Radio shelf. The number is toll-free, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Who and what are you thankful for? And I'd especially love to know who in your past has impacted your faith to such a degree that it's impacting you today. That maybe you could say, I'm not the person I am without that person. I'd just love to know. And what situations, circumstances, breakthroughs, blessings do you have in your life that you're so grateful for? Maybe you've heard it said that if we woke up tomorrow with only the blessings we thanked God for today, what would we have? You know, so often we take so much for granted. So let me hear from you. 877-933-2484. You can also email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. When I was thinking about this question, there's so much. I could spend the whole hour just telling you who I'm thankful for and what I'm thankful for. But for some reason, a memory came back to me when I was a young girl, still brand new Christian. And I had found this Bible study, and I didn't really know, I don't remember how I found it. And I remember being the only girl sitting on the floor. This Bible study leader, I mean, this was back in the days of IZODs. And I mean, if you know what those were, but it was like the flip collar, the clean cut, crew cut, haircut, kind of a, not crew cut, but kind of spiked hair. So this guy had long hair, long beard. He would fit in perfectly today, and he still actually looks like that. But he had jeans, flip-flops, bare feet, even in the winter. He looks like a lot of the guys look today, but way out of context back then. And I mean, he looked like Jesus to me, and the way he brought the word to life was amazing. And here I'd sit on his floor, surrounded by kids who looked pretty rough-edged, and they would ask me if I'd want to go out for a smoke break. And here I'm sitting there with my little letter jacket on, and I'm like, no, I'm good, thank you. But I couldn't get enough of this guy and his teaching. And years later, he was a pastor. He became a pastor at the church that I happened to be attending. And he's telling his testimony. And he said, I used to work with at-risk youth. And I walked up to him. By this time, I'm married. I got little kids. I'm like, at-risk youth? Is that what you were doing? He goes, I always wondered what you were doing there, but I never had the heart to ask because I didn't want to make you feel self-conscious. But he was the one who identified some of the stuff that had happened at the hands of teenage boys when I was a young girl. He's the one who counseled me through. He met with me, if I remember right, on a weekly basis, and then for a while, at a monthly basis, and counseled me and helped me untangle fears and hurts and identity issues. And then I went away to college, and whenever I'd come home, we'd hook up and we'd meet and we'd talk and sort through my life. And around that time, I was dating a guy that was not good for me. And he, you know, he'd had a couple of different meetings with me, just asking me about it, and it just wasn't a good relationship. And finally, he drew a line in the sand, and he said, you know what, Suze, you have so much potential. You have more potential in your pinky, he said, than I have in my whole body. But he said, I'm not going to waste my time with you if you're going to waste your time with him. It's him or me. And it was just like such a gutsy thing to do. His name is Steve Hansen. Him or me, he said. And that's all it took. I said, you. And I broke up with that guy. And it was a painful, you know, it's just a messy, icky thing. But it was, I was resolved. I knew it was the right thing. And it was like God just, you know, put a kind of a fork in the road and said, choose this day in the form of somebody that I respected and cared about. And his input mattered so much to me. And there was life in the stuff he was teaching from Scripture. And that was a game changer for me. And I'm just so grateful to God for a man like that, that would teach me the word, that would stay humble, but have the backbone to say, make a choice. So I'm wondering about you. Do you have somebody in your life, even your past, or somebody who mentored you or said a good word or even maybe a hard word like that, but really changed things for you in your faith life? And here again, I am Talk to Me Thursday, and I get nervous every Thursday that you're not going to call me. And I don't mean that to sound manipulative. It's just true. I'm nervous you're not going to call me because, I mean, I could talk to you for a whole hour, but I want to hear from you. Maybe you've got something you're thankful for in your home, something you've always, that just made your life easier, you know? I have a dishwasher, maybe that's it, you know? Whatever it is, nothing's too small, too big. And you can call anonymously, 877-933-2484. I'm also thankful for my husband and just the way God has trained us together. I mean, there were times and seasons where we were unequally yoked. We are so equally yoked, so passionate and focused, so grateful for that. Thankful for my kids and the journey God has them on. And I'm thankful for you. I'm just so grateful to come to work every day to do this faith journey with you. While I'm waiting for some of these calls to come in, I want to play a song by Catherine Scott. And speaking of old hymns, first hour we had Sarah Groves on, and we celebrated her new album, which really goes back to some of these old hymns, and they're so beautiful, and she did such a great job with them. It just made me want to bring this one back, When I Survey, but Catherine Scott sings it to a different tune, and I pray it ministers to your heart. And here's the phone number again, 877-933-2484.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the
the whole realm of nature mine would be an offering far too small. Amazing. All right, I see those calls coming in. Wayne is checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Wayne, thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me who or what you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for Pastor Dupree Logan. About 11 years ago, I was at a church, and he walked up to me, and he put a a question before me, almost rebuked me and said, either you marry this lady that I was dating at the time or let her go. And like I say, I'm been happily married for about 11 years now.
Come on.
One of the best things that happened to me besides accepting Christ as my savior. So, yeah. Wow. Shout out to Pastor Dupree Logan.
Come on. I love that. Isn't that something, you know, people that have the courage because they love you to say something that kind of gives you a holy shove in the right direction. Fantastic, Wayne. Thank you so much for the shout out. Appreciate it so much. Hey, if you're able to stay on and tell Matt your address, I would love to get your name in and maybe send you a book. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you, dear brother. Yeah. Courtney's checking in from Pelican Rapids. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Tell me who or what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my friend, Tori. We met about 10 years ago. She was helping out in Children's Church, and I was just a kid then. And over the years, she taught me a lot about giving and just seeing people's needs. A couple of years ago, she got me into OCC, Operation Christmas Child, and we do shoeboxes together. And she taught me a lot about looking for deals and what are good clothes sizes and things like that. So I'm thankful for her being in my life.
Just goes to show you the impact of somebody else, you know, and somebody who's running after the things of God and they grab you and they take you with. That's amazing. Way to honor your friend, Courtney. Thanks so much for that call.
Thank you.
Love it. Okay, we have to pause here. Nancy from Forest Lake, Shannon, Phil, Jackie, Elizabeth, will you hang on? This is just a minute and a half break, so hang on if you can. I want to hear from you. Who are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? I love Wayne's story because sometimes it's that hard word. I mean, it's a loving word, but it's the holy shove, and those are some great gifts too as well. Don't go away. More great conversation up ahead. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We are a week away from Thanksgiving. So on this edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise, the question is who and what are you thankful for? It's good to honor the people in your life. Good to give thanks. It's good for your soul. It's good for everybody else to hear. And it honors God. Who and what are you thankful for? 877-933-2484. Nancy's checking in from Forest Lake. Hey, Nancy, thanks for holding.
Hi, Susie. Thank you for taking my call.
So glad you called. Tell me.
Well, I was just thinking about 27 years ago, I was, you know, I really thought that I was okay. And we moved into this house that happened to be owned previously by missionaries. And one of the new neighbors came down with a loaf of warm bread. Mm-hmm. Her name was Chris Spacer. And she asked me if I was saved. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I ought to be. I'm Lutheran. And later on, the next month, my daughter wanted to play with her little girl. And so I called her to arrange a play date, and she said, well, I can't because Tuesdays we have Bible study. And I said, oh, I'd always wanted to study the Bible. And so she invited me to come with. And when I walked into the room, it was just filled with these beautiful women that just radiated with the joy and the love of the Lord. And I thought to myself, I will never, ever fit in here. Mm. I am not that person. I am not good enough. Mm. And the leader of the Bible study, her name was Marge Feist. And I'm going to try to share this without crying, but she, after a couple weeks, ended up inviting me upstairs to do a study with a woman named Audrey Nordstrom called Who Is This Jesus? In conjunction with the movie Jesus of Nazareth by Moody Bible Institute. And when they raised Christ on the cross, I felt the blood absolutely leave me in my body, and I completely fell apart in tears. I knew in that moment that Jesus Christ died for me, mm-hmm. and that I was loved. And the Bible study leader came over and asked me if I wanted to pray to receive Christ as my Savior, which I just did in a New York second. And from then on, Marge Bice was faithful. And I mean, the patience that she showed over the next 20 years to mentor me and teach me and always point me right back to Scripture. She never once overrided and asserted her own opinion, but always brought me back faithfully.
Oh, Nancy.
What God said about whatever I was dealing with. And I'm telling you, I stand here today. I shouldn't even say stand here, but on my knees in deep gratitude that one, Christ did not just die for Adam's sin of eating from the tree, but he died for all sin, including mine.
Hmm. And Nancy, to have a friend that is humble and patient, I mean, just was talking about that at a conference this past weekend, how desperately we need people like that, that will walk alongside, because that's how Jesus has walked alongside us. And now you're a living testament, a trophy of God's grace. Thank you so much for calling today. I'm so blessed by your story. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Wow. Just moved by. Beautiful. Wow. Shannon, you're up next, and Phil, you're up after that. Hey, Shannon's checking in from Egan. Tell me, Shannon, who and what are you thankful for?
So I am thankful for still having a job, because where I work had multiple layoffs today, so I'm just driving home from work thankful that I still have a job.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then also one of the other things that I'm thankful for, a gadget in my home, is the Google Home. It's awesome.
I heard that's awesome. Yes. Well, thank you, Shannon. I'm grateful that you're still employed through the holiday season. All right. Thank you so much for that call. God bless you, dear. All right. Phil's checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Phil, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for holding and for calling. Tell me who and what you're grateful for.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to keep this as brief as I can. I'm a counselor. I'm actually on the road right now. I do family-based work, and I'm stuck in traffic between appointments. But God's given me this opportunity to call you, which I thank Him for. It's interesting because, like, as a counselor, I obviously really value relationships and intimate relationships, and been thinking a lot about the ones that are in my life. And God has brought me through a lot of different places. I was born in Ohio and then moved to Pennsylvania, went to school and met my wife in Philadelphia. And we actually just moved to the Twin Cities back in August. And she's here going to the university. I've been thinking a lot about relationships that God has given me and then also kind of taken away. Because as somebody who values relationships, I'm like, why do I have all these people who were in my life and now they're gone, or I'm just not close to them? My parents, really close with them, but they live 12 hours away now and, you know, don't see them very much. And I'm thankful for what God has done and is doing through removing those relationships, because really what it's done is it's caused me to just cling closer to Him. So just trying to thank Him in the midst of what is kind of a trial of just reflecting on a lot of lost relationships from people I miss and things like that. So,
wow, Phil, I wonder, you know, I mean, God wastes nothing. I wonder what kind of fruit will come through your counseling as you sort through those own losses in light of God's goodness. I mean, the fact that your instinct is to look up and trust Him more in the midst of not yet and some kind of losses. I just imagine it makes you more effective as a counselor. So thank you for stewarding that pain, you know?
Yeah. And we're going to continue to bounce between as she does more schooling. And I just, you know, look at the road that's still ahead too. We probably won't be settled for a little while. I'm really excited and ready to be a dad, but it's, you know, God, we're not there yet. God doesn't have that. You know, we're not there in our journey. So just trying to wait on Him and, you know, look at what He's doing, how He's equipping me. And really, even just coming here and the work that I do, thanking Him for the blessing that this station has been in the last 3 or 4 months as I'm driving between my jobs. I'm just learning so much from from Faith Radio. Really blessed by it.
Well, welcome to the Twin Cities, Phil. So honored to have you with us. And thanks for all your good work. And call back and tell us, because you might get pregnant in a moment you guys least expect it. And call me back and say, hey, you were right about that. I'm just kidding. But anyway, God bless you. And thanks so much for all you're doing.
Thanks so much.
Bless you, sir. All right. Elizabeth from New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Susie, for your program. It's awesome. You help so many people. You really do.
So
and
grateful.
Your books are incredible.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm great to do. I'm very thankful to my pastors. And for 27 years, I was actually raised Roman Catholic, and I always thought there was something wrong with a lot of stuff that was going on. So, of course, after I got out of high school, I rebelled against it. And I went to massage school, and I was doing massage at a chiropractor's office. And a pastor came in. She starts talking, and we talk about things. And I go, "Yep, Jesus, Jesus." And it was like, she goes, "Well, we're starting a new church. We're breaking away from the Presbyterian church because they're not honoring Jesus Christ." And I'm like, "Wow." She goes, "Why don't you come?" So I kept going, and thank God I got reborn again the proper way.
Wow, Jack.
To Jesus. And they're so awesome. It's just so awesome to meet real people who've been out in the world and understand the world.
Well, thank
and
you.
I'm sorry.
So sorry. And to mean to interrupt, we've got a hard break coming up. But thank you, Jackie, for testifying to your salvation. I'm so grateful God saved you. That's just a beautiful story. Bless you. I'm going to see if we can squeeze in one more. If we couldn't, that would be Kathy, right, from Coon Rapids? No, Jackie. Jackie from Woodbury. Sorry about that. We've got a full screen here. Hey, Jackie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, you're welcome, and thank you for your program. Praise God. I'm very grateful for the Lord, first of all. I think back to, just the beginning of everything. I thank God for putting me in my mother's womb, blessing me with my parents who would then train me up in the way I should go. Growing up, you make a lot of mistakes trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong. But I tell you, my parents taught me how to go to God for myself, how to believe God for the impossible.
Come on.
What's impossible for man is not impossible for God. My family has went through recently some very tragic situations.
Okay, Jackie, you have to pause here. Jackie, I don't want to miss what you're saying, especially when you're talking about hardship, but we have a break that will cut us off. If you're able to hold, I want to hear the rest of your story. Just a short break here. I want to hear the rest of what you have to say. I celebrate so much that your parents raised you in the way that you should go, taught you that nothing is impossible. As you've walked through tragedy, I want to hear the rest of that story if you're able. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's Talk to Me Thursday. I see Kathy, Timothy, Shannon. We'll be taking some more calls on the other side, so don't go away. More great conversation in a moment. So good, isn't he? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where I toss out a question to you. And since we're a week out from Thanksgiving, the question is, who and what are you thankful for? People in your life that have impacted your faith. Maybe there's a circumstance. One gal called and said, there was a layoff at my job today, and I still have my job. Nothing is too small or too big. We'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. I'm going to go back to Jackie, but Timothy and Kathy, you're up next, so hang with me if you can. I hope you can. So, Jackie, before the break, you were saying how your parents raised you in the ways of God. They taught you that nothing is impossible with Him. And we had to go to break, and I so want to hear the rest of your story. You said you've walked through some recent tragedy?
Yes, I have. A family member of mine was robbed and shot 7 times.
Oh, my.
At that time, the family member was saying, "The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus." And he said that something told him to put his hands up, which was God, and it saved him from getting shot in the head 4 times. Mm-hmm. So we are so grateful to God for allowing him to hear his voice. And, he got some very serious injuries, but it's nothing too hard for God.
Yeah.
We have in our heart forgiven these people. And we are letting God be God. And we ask God for mercy, for grace for them. We ask God that they will repent. We are waiting for God to heal our loved one. And we just trust God, and we know God knew this was coming, and he protected us, still protected us. So we just give God all the glory and the honor, and we know God is going to fix it to where he will walk again. His body will function the way God made it. So we just grateful. Mm-hmm. So I could not be quiet. So I'm grateful to God for everything. So just pray our strength and pray for our miracle. We are waiting on the Lord to renew our strength. We will wait like Isaiah 40th chapter said. We will wait on the Lord. We will not grow weary. We will wait upon the Lord.
Come on,
so
Jackie.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie, for sharing that. I love the way that your parents raised you to stand, because that faith is holding you now. And may God accelerate the healing process of this family member. And may God be God, as you're just declaring. And he will. He is a God of justice. God bless you, dear one. Thank you, Father. So we're going to get Kathy now from Coon Rapids, Timothy, and then Michelle up next. Kathy, hey, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Susie. Thank you for taking my call. So
yes.
I'm, first of all, thankful for your program. You know, I have about 40 minutes commute from work, and I always look forward to listening to you on my drive home from work and for preference in general, because on my way to work as well, I always listen to this radio, and it's always uplifting. So I'm thankful for that. And
Thank you.
You were talking, you know, I remember, you know, this lady came into my mind. I'm really thankful of Beth Franklin. I remember I moved to this country about 11 years ago, and I think 9 years ago I decided to kind of go back to the University of Minnesota to continue with my education. And that very first semester, there's a career fair over there, and I met this lady. You know, she was there as a recruiter, and I was there. You know, I went and talked to her. She looked at me and said, oh, you look really just like my daughter. And then she was so amazing. She decided to kind of help me in the process. So I had to do my first phone interview with her. What was supposed to be an interview turned into kind of a career coaching. So she was now the lady who, instead of interviewing me, she started coaching me. You know, I've been in the U.S. for just a year, and she was telling me about, like, the interview process, the question that they asked, and...
So God put someone in your path. You're going to school. She's supposed to do this interview. She becomes kind of a career coach, and she starts to advocate for you. Wow, that is amazing, Kathy. Thank you. I just love that God does stuff like that.
Exactly. Mm. And as I say, I've been in the IT industry now for 9 years. I've had multiple jobs, and I've grown in my career.
That's fantastic.
Really thankful for
Kathy, that takes so much courage. Thank you for sharing that story. And I love that someone welcomed you, blessed you, and just was a conduit to your next steps. Fantastic, Kathy. Bless you for that call. Timothy's checking in from West St. Paul. Hey, Timothy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Susie, for taking my call. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his pursuit of me over all the years that I have been. I thought I was a Christian, but I sure wasn't living a life like a Christian. And I just am so grateful that Jesus pursued me for so many years. He's been so faithful.
So great.
And so he gets all the glory, honor, and praise for that.
Love that.
And then I'd also like to say that I'm thankful for a friend that I met at work, Marlon Stainbrook. He was a Marine, and God used him to bring me to the church that I'm at now. I've been there for 10 years, and I'd like to honor my pastor, Wayne Randall Felton. He is just an amazing example, and he just has spoke into my life and has gotten sin out of my life, and I'm just very, very grateful for all that the Lord has done through these men of God, and I'm very grateful for them.
Timothy, I'm grateful for your call, because you know what's amazing is I'm listening to you and some of these other calls. There's ordinary people that God put in paths of these, of all of you guys, and you were benefactors of their faithfulness, and suddenly now you're fruitful and you're faithful and you're testifying and someone else is benefiting from your testimony. But it's just, you know, I think in the celebrity culture we make such a big deal of people with upfront platform ministries, but it's the everyday life of the Christian, the Christ follower, inviting someone over for a meal, inviting them to church, your pastor speaking into your life, a coworker inviting you. I mean, that's the stuff of miracles, isn't it?
It sure is.
Wow.
I'm grateful that the Lord used them in my life and will continue to use them in my life. And, you know, I have a passion that men hold things in. And I know I have done it so much in my life. I've held things in. And it comes out in unhealthy ways. And I'm just have a passion to get men to open up. So
yeah.
Fantastic. I believe that the Lord has called me to lead that by example.
Wow, Timothy, I pray
all
God gives you
glory.
Amen. I pray he gives you a vision for a ministry that's bigger than you are for that, because imagine the kind of healing that would happen in the hearts of men if they found a safe place to open up and untangle some of that stuff that sits beneath the surface. So, wow, thank you for leading the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dear brother, thank you for the call. Fantastic. 877-933-2484. We've got Michelle checking in from White Bear Lake. It's Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, who and what are you thankful for? Thanksgiving is a week away. We're going to enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Who's impacted your faith journey? What are you grateful for? Maybe you're standing on an answer to prayer right now. Maybe it's a job, a relationship, you know, a dishwasher. Who knows? But every good gift comes from God. I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. All right, Michelle's checking in from White Bear Lake. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Susie. This is the first time I've ever called in or answered on one of these things. And I just am so thankful for you. Mm. And number one, you're just hitting me every day in the morning blessing and the evening blessing of where I'm at in my life and my walk and at this time. And also I'm thankful for Karen and counseling and friend to me, and you know, just all the good people God has just put in my life lately. And it's a wonderful to see how he works behind the scenes and puts people in your life to call you and just to encourage and be prayer warriors out there for me.
So true, Michelle. Again, you're just really testifying so consistently with everybody else that God has put people in your path, you know, and he's put you in someone else's path. And it's just such a brilliant design that God has orchestrated for us to be the hands and feet of Christ to each other. So thank you so much for just honoring your friends and your loved ones. And thank you for being such an example of his wonderful love. Michelle, thanks for calling.
Thanks again, Susie.
Mm. Well, while we wait for a few more calls, I want to play a song by Robin Mark. And this is one, I mean, I have such a long list of songs that I want at my funeral someday that I might be keeping people a long time. My hubby's like, you're going to have to boil it down. You can't keep people for 2 hours with a long playlist. But there's so many good songs. This one by Robin Mark is When It's All Been Said and Done. But just in light of the kind of calls that we've received so far, just so often, so consistently speak to people that God has put in our path, that invited us, you know, that had the courage to say, hey, come to Bible study with me, come to church with me. That can be a scary thing for us introverts, but look at the lives that have been changed from these people who've called. I want so much to be who Christ intended me to be. I want to overcome my fear, my tendency towards self-preservation and selfishness, so I can be everything that he intended. So let's listen to this song. I pray it blesses you.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold and miry clay, making sinners into saints. I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life is done. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I'll live my life for you.
An amazing song. That was Robin Mark, When It's All Been Said and Done. We're going to take our last break, but let's hear from Deborah from Madison before we go to our last break of the hour. Hey, Deborah, you're on the air. Love to know what you're thankful for.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm so thankful for those older people in my home church, including my mom, who have gone on to their reward in heaven and now and still live on in my heart. And so thankful that God's promises are true and for his word. And I'm very thankful for you and your team there and your program and for Faith Radio being there every day.
Wow. Thank you. That's so succinct and so you're so saying so much beautiful stuff. I mean, we have so many of us have loved ones who've gone on to glory, and it's a comfort to my soul to remind myself that our time with them will exceed the time without them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks so much for the encouraging words, Deborah. Appreciate that. Wow. All right, we're going to pause here. When we come back, Diane from Delano will take your call. We've got time for a few more calls. It's this edition of Talk to Me Thursday. Who and what are you thankful for? Who's really impacted your faith journey? Maybe there's just something that God's blessed you with that feels like a personal gift from him to you. Maybe others wouldn't understand it, but you understand it and you know it's from him. What are you thankful for? I'd love to know. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Having such a great conversation. Thanks so much for all of you who are calling today. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. Each Thursday, second hour, I throw out a question to you. And today's question really reflects Thanksgiving, which is a week from today. Who and what are you thankful for? We've got a few minutes left to take several more calls. Diane from Delano is checking in. Hey, Diane, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hi. Hey.
I just have to recognize, or I am very thankful for this man that I worked for. I cleaned his home. And so I got to see him on a weekly basis, and I could tell he was far from God. And then there was one day I came in, and I'm going, who is this man? He is not the one that I always cleaned house for. And just total different, because he did business on the phone. I could hear his phone conversations, and they always used to be very offensive. and not very nice. And that day I was there, they were complete opposite. It was all God. And I went to go leave that day, and I went to go out the door, and he come racing to the door, and he so boldly said, "Do you want to know God?" Hmm. And I go, "Wow. Well, yeah, I've always wanted to know God. I'm 55 years old, and I've been wanting to know God all these years." And so he gave me the invitation to go with him and his wife to a Bible study group that he just met through his wife's friends at Bible study. And so ever since then, I've had this deep relationship with God, and I'm very thankful for that man to be so bold.
What a great story. So you yourself saw the contrast. He was lost and then he was found. So, of course, you want to hear what he has to say. And here again, the boldness of somebody inviting you along. Diane, thank you. I just celebrate your life in Christ. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, I praise God. Thank you.
I want to be as bold as all these people who are reaching out to all of our great listeners. Lord, make me that bold. I love that. Patty is checking in from Eden Prairie. Hey, Patty, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks. I just wanted to say thank you for a doctor at the U of M, Dr. Bakanova, who 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. And if she wasn't such a heavy, research-focused doctor and really pushed the chemo on me, I wouldn't be here and doing as well as I am.
Wow. Shout out to great doctors. Yeah. Boy, they're God's gift to us. Patty, thank you. And I celebrate your life. That's fantastic. Are you okay?
Thanks. Yeah, I'm doing good. It's really hard because I started chemo the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I was diagnosed on my grandma's birthday.
Mm.
So every year that's her birthday is a reminder of that great thing that came into my life. But in the end, it's really helped me. And my son, who was 4 at the time, he's 8 now.
Wow.
He's developed into an amazing, amazing little missionary boy. Mm. You know, just we had Operation Christmas Child last night at our church. And I have an adorable picture of him praying over that box.
My goodness.
That's going to go to some boy somewhere. And I can only hope that the troubles that he's seen, you know, really impact more kids and just his little heart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, had to endure so much, but he's definitely shown the love of God. So.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And just celebrate your life and your precious family, Patty. Thank you for sharing. Wow. One more call here before we play a closing song. I think, is it Deb from Mom's View? Hey, Deb, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. I'd love to know who and what you're thankful for.
Oh, all right. So I have three things in particular. First of all, I am thankful for my landlords. They're from my church, and I've been living with them for a little over a year now. They're encouraging. They've been like family to me. I've been living in Minneapolis for about 3 years now. And I have 2 sisters and 2 brothers that live here as well. And none of them are really walking with the Lord. So it's a little discouraging at times, but it's just, I'm so thankful to know that I have friends like my landlords and friends from my church. And just to tie that in with, I just wanted to say how thankful I am for this radio station, because I can't tell you the number of times that sermons or topics have come up from church. And I think, I've heard that recently. And I'm trying to remember where I heard it last. And I remember, I just heard that on the radio.
Fantastic.
And it's such an encouragement. Mm.
Well, Deb, we are so grateful to be here to encourage you. That's exactly why we serve and show up every day, is to just encourage you on your journey. So, Lord bless you, Deb. Keep praying. Don't give up hope. I know you won't, for that family. Jesus is after them. He loves them. So, he loves them more than you do. So, you can trust him.
Yeah.
God bless you, dear sister.
Thank you.
All right, I want to play a portion of a song from Paul Baloche. We come to you, Jesus. His pastor would say that often. We come to you, Jesus, the best we know how. And Paul put this in a song. You got to listen.
With us in our weakness, you are strong. Though we feel unworthy, we belong. There is no
are bringing peace into our storm. We are safe here. All are safe here. We come to you now. The best we know how. We come to you, Jesus. Just as we are, we bring you our hearts. We come to you, Jesus. We come to you, Jesus. We know that your arms are open wide. There is not a
absolutely love doing this journey with you. Thanks for joining me today. We'll meet you back here next time.